Creation is cousins, my relations, I love them. But when they talk about Jesus and revelations and judges, I gotta take it up with them, cause there's a better explanation for the place that we come from, okay? I got creation as cousins with my relations, I love them. But at the dinner table, we get on some crazy discussions. I'm always questioning the basic assumptions and saying, yes, I believe we came from monkeys, okay? See, that's the idea that most enrages Darwin's detractors. The idea that we came from ape-like ancestors. Some people still question this and say, if we came from monkeys, then how come there's monkeys still in existence? Allow me to illustrate a similar instance. I'm a descendant from Dutch Calvinist immigrants who came to Canada in the 1950s. And I still have second cousins who live in the Netherlands, but they're not my ancestors. They're my relatives, since we have common genetic elements inherited from our great-grandparents. That's just 3 generations back. But here's the relevance. 3,000 generations back, human beings all have common ancestors. So really, we're all relatives, which also means all relationships are relatively incestuous. Further back, we also have common ancestors with chimps and gorillas and elephants and plants, and billions of years back, our ancestors are all single cellular. But what I find incredible isn't this principle of unity of common descent. That's just elegant. What's incredible to me is that some of my living relatives still believe that the earth was created by a benevolent god about 70 odd centuries ago, around the time of the Egyptians, and that that same god is currently manipulating the elements, and that evolutionism is devilish. Did I mention that I was descended from Calvinist fundamentalists? Well, I still have living cousins as dedicated representatives, approximately 20% of them. And at the dinner table, we debate statistics, and those debates get kind of interesting. They go like this. Creation is cousins, my relations, I love them. But when they talk about Jesus and revelations and judges, I gotta take it up with them, cause there's a better explanation for the place that we come from, okay? I got creation is cousins, my relations, I love them. But at the dinner table, we get on some crazy discussions. I'm always questioning the basic assumptions and saying, yes, I believe we came from monkeys, okay? So I say, creationism is unscientific. 99% of practicing scientists accept evolution is the best explanation we have for living systems. Why? Because there's overwhelming empirical evidence. And they say, Bubba, science isn't run by consensus. That 1% is quite significant. Those are the creationist scientists who have found signs of intelligent design, but whenever they try and publish it in the mainstream literature, they get blacklisted. Besides, your presuppositions are materialistic. Maybe all that evidence that scientists say they've collected just proves that God wants our faith to be tested. So then I say, but that means your benevolent God is perpetrating a massive intellectual fraud. So either evolution is the victim of a frame job which explains all of its predictive successes, or we have to separate God from the scientific method. And that's when my sister steps in to defend a different kind of creationism. Cultural creationism, also known as social constructivism or postmodernism. She says, Baba, the Western scientific method is just as subjective as every other cultural tradition, except it's just better at pretending to be objective, because like all behavior is socially constructed, and mostly it just promotes injustice, and like gender roles have nothing to do with genitals, they're just a way for men to control women's goals and try to turn us all into Playboy centerfolds, because like haven't you heard about that tribe in the Amazon where the woman does the man's jobs and hunts and plants the crops and brings home the food for the man to wash? I can't remember exactly what that clan is called, but I know it's a published fact because I read about it in my women's studies class, and it proves that gender is a socially constructed act. So how does sociobiology explain that? And all I can do is try to come back with more statistics about the high percentage of indigenous societies where polygamy is prolific, and about human sexual dimorphism and the different reproductive investments between men and women, which of course then gets my religious cousins offended because it doesn't credit Genesis with our humble beginnings. And let's just say the discussions are endless. But it isn't about who is impartial, okay? Nobody is impartial. It's about how much evidence you can marshal and how you deliver the parcel. And when my relatives argue, I have to have faith that we can reach the genuine article in a rational way. That's a different kind of faith than my cousins have in divine creation. But hey, to all of my relatives and fellow primates, I say, if it makes you feel better, go ahead and pray. In fact, here's how I pray in a secular way. I say, I have creationist relatives and relative apes, and I wish them all happiness, whatever their faith. And I wish myself patience, since I relish debates. Let us all be respectful and still tell it straight. Okay? What? What? Creation is cousins, my relations, I love them. But when they talk about Jesus and revelations and judges, I gotta take it up with them, cause there's a better explanation for the place that we come from, okay? I got creation as cousins, my relations, I love them. But at the dinner table, we get on some crazy discussions. I'm always questioning the basic assumptions and said, yes, I believe we came from monkeys, okay? Creation is cousins, my relations, I love them. But when they talk about Jesus and revelations and judges, I gotta take it up with them, cause there's a better explanation for the place that we come from, okay? I got creation as cousins with my relations, I love them. But at the dinner table, we get on some crazy discussions. I'm always questioning the basic assumptions and said, yes, I believe we came from monkeys, okay? Okay, alright, okay, alright, okay. I hope it's okay, it's alright, okay. Is it alright? It's okay, it's alright, it's okay. Hey guys, I hope it's okay.